If you want to take your basketball team's defensive rotations to the next level, you need Coach Jennifer Seppielli's Defense on a String. Whether you're teaching fundamentals or an advanced zone, Defense on a String is the right product for you to unlock your team's defensive potential. Go to www.defenseonastring.com to buy your product today. One more time, that's www.defenseonastring.com to buy your product today.
It's ball talk. It's ball talk, baby. 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 Baby, 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 baby.
Hello and welcome to the Ball Talk Podcast. It is currently Monday, August 23rd at about 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, John Sock, and as always, I'm joined by my main man, Chaz Juergens.
You know who it is.
And today we're lucky to be joined by the lovely coach, Jen Seppielli from IMG Academy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to be here.
Coach Jen, it's great to get you on. I've known Coach Jen since my IMG days, like, what, 6 years ago now. It's insane to think about how time flies like that. You coached the postgraduate women's team when I was there, and you had one of the most insane seasons I think I've ever seen. You had, like, six players on your roster, and you were still winning games, even though, what, LaMiracle and Asia both sat a combined, like, 10 minutes all season or something like that. The conditioning on that team was out of this world. I do not know how you guys managed to pull it off. And then, what, like, half that team went D1 by the end?
They did. I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, we played a junior college schedule, so we played everyone. So the girls got a chance to be acclimated to a college schedule without losing their eligibility. I'm a coach and all my girls know that there's nothing I'm going to come up against that I feel like I can't win or I don't have a shot. So I just pray that I continue to lead that type of way and pass on that energy. So it was a fun year. And at the end of the day, we took some butt whoopings and we won some games, but we took some butt whoopings. At the end of the day, I always told the girls it was about them getting the experience, getting acclimated with the game, and at the end of the day, getting the scholarship. So I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, I actually think your team was the team that I watched the most games of. Actually, by far. It's not even a discussion. I went to more of your team's games than any other teams by, like, I want to say at least double. Like, I was at a lot of your games. I was at the LaMiracle 2020 game where she had every single stat. That was the one man wrecking crew. I've never seen anything like it before. Just truly a beautiful, crazy game. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, they were a fun group. Fun group.
Love them. Are you still doing the postgrad women's team, or what team are you coaching this year?
I will be with the national team with Coach Shell and with Cordell. So we're actually teaming up to do that this year. So, you know, the beautiful thing about ING Academy, you're always going to coach. You just don't know necessarily maybe the direction that it's going to go in that year. But it's been a wonderful experience. So I'm going into my seventh season. I've had a chance to touch every team. For me, it doesn't matter who's in front of me. Just give me the kids that want to go hard, that are coachable, and I feel like I'm living my purpose. So it's been a wonderful experience being at ING.
And easily one of your best skills as someone who, you know, got to watch you coach so head on for a whole year, is the way that you get people to buy in. It's truly just remarkable the way that you get everyone in no matter what. Like, you had six players. You had Destiny just running nonstop all game, every single minute. That girl did not stop running.
You know, Jonathan, the beautiful thing, I think, like I said, as coaches, we have this opportunity, right, to teach players that the lessons kind of we can correlate to life. So I just loved it. I knew the odds might have been against us. It never bothered me. I love being an underdog. But you get to show kids that whole thing of like, hey, it's about the effort, the energy, and that we can make anything happen no matter the odds. So I always felt blessed to be in that opportunity. Thank you for what you just said, because that's what I do try to pride myself on, getting the max out of my kids and helping them see their true potential, no matter, like I said, no matter the odds.
And a lot of that underdog mentality, I love what we're talking about, someone with basketball, how they kind of introduced the game and fell in love with it to become where they are now. So can you just tell us sort of how you got into the game of basketball first and foremost and built up those skills and traits that you've been able to pass on now?
Sure. I started playing probably around when I was about 8 years old. My dad introduced it to me, fell in love with it. I actually was a cheerleader first for basketball games. And at that point, I knew, Mom, this is the wrong side of the sideline I'm on. So picked it up from there. My dad and my mom, both number one fan, just always encouraging, just supportive family. And then just went on through high school and had a great career at Bishop Rowe and Mariner High School. Then I went on to play at Hillsborough Community College for 2 years and then over to USF. So was blessed, born and raised in Florida, got to play my whole career here and also my whole coaching career here. So absolutely love it in Florida.
We love the Sunshine State. Sorry, Chaz, you go ahead.
I know. I'm biased too, Jonathan.
I miss Florida. I'm doing anything to get back.
You know, the weather and everything else, I know it gets hot here, but I always say it just plays a part in feeling positive, upbeat, taking care of your health, your body, your fitness. So yeah, I'm biased. I love Florida.
I just wanted to know, because we know a little bit about your coaching style. You're a very defensive minded, strong coach. Was that in your play style as well? Were you that type of player, or were you more like a young Steph Curry on the court, just raining down threes on everybody and making life difficult on both ends?
You know, I did love to shoot. I was a shooting guard, but I also believe that all the coaches I played for were big on the defensive end too. I mean, they felt our offense would come from our defense. So, you know, I was thankful to always be in wonderful systems that implemented that in me so I could carry that on with my teams.
And I was just wondering, because you've been at IMG, you said, for 7 years now, but you started your coaching career back at Hillsborough where you had been playing. How did that opportunity come about to go back to your old school, and how nice was it to be able to get a start there with that group?
Yeah, it was you know, that's when you know God's in control, because I was always, of course, I stayed involved in volunteering with coaching, helping out, whether it was in my hometown, local YMCA, and I would go back to Hillsborough and help volunteer. And then the coach that was currently there at the time, Tommy Jones, gave me a call and said, Jen, you need to take this job. And I was like, well, Tommy, what are you talking about? And he said, listen, you're great with people. You know the game. You'll figure out your philosophies when you get here. The AD that was there, Frank Babcock, he was there when I played. So there was that connection. And yeah, they felt strong that I was the person for the job. So it was nice. I was actually running my own company in Fort Myers. I had no intent on actually making that move. It wasn't a job I currently was applying for or looking for. But, you know, God has a funny way of working things out. My father always wanted me to coach. So when I got the call, I knew it was a call I needed to take and pursue it. And it's been an absolute blessing.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the transition from Hillsborough to IMG, how you got that offer, what it was like doing that change of going from a community college to like a high school? And I mean, it's a super powered high school, but still.
Yeah, that was Coach Shell Daly, you know, when she going to. So she was always training post-grad kids, but they didn't have a full-blown team. And at that point, she was looking to continue to expand the girls program. And she decided she was going to have a post-grad team that year. So she gave me a call. Of course, I kind of was doing the same things at Hillsborough. I was developing players and helping them get the opportunity to go on to college. So she thought I was a good fit. So when she gave me the call, what an amazing woman. I knew when I look at opportunities and jobs, I try to make sure that not only, you know, is it a great opportunity for your career, but is it a great opportunity for your personal life? And are you going to grow as a woman and as a coach? And so I knew when I met her, I was going to learn more than just basketball, life and everything else. And of course, you get to IMG and you're blown away. You just realize, like I said, all the way from every department, you're just going to grow so much. So great opportunity. And I knew it was one I couldn't turn down.
Yeah, just to talk about the Hillsborough a little bit, I wanted to just see your coaching philosophies. You had mentioned you weren't really looking into coaching. You had your other work going in Fort Myers. Just how was it kind of developing for your first couple of years and learning how to become a coach? Like, were there some pivotal moments along the way that you remember that really shaped who you were as a leader and as a coach for your teams?
Yeah, wonderful. Honestly, it's trial and error. I will never sit up here and say, and I always encourage younger coaches or people that are getting the game, don't feel like you have to know it all. To this day, I'm 10 years, 11 years in the game, and I'm still learning. So it just was trial and error. And then every year you have a different team. So I'm big on like knowing my personnel and then trying to adapt from there. I'm not someone, hey, it's going to be my way. I mean, I have my non-negotiables, right, as a coach. But then I also have where hey, what's going to work for this team and what's going to be a win-win for both ends of the floor. But the biggest thing was when Tommy said, you're good with people and you're good with relationships. And I think people undervalue that sometimes and how far, not only in coaching, but in life that can take you. So I honestly, to this day, I feel like that's my strength. I have great relationships with my coaches, with my players. And that is the biggest thing that I feel like why I'm able to get the max effort out of my players and pray that I'm giving them or letting them see their full potential. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you have clearly done a very good job of getting the max potential out of your players. So you have over 20, 30 girls you've now sent to D1 or D2 programs at the NIAA. Just how rewarding is it to see girls come to you and work with you all season and finally get the opportunity to go play furthermore at other colleges around the country?
It is the most rewarding job. I say it all the time. Another advice I try to give younger coaches is that if you're chasing titles, the best of the best out there, they still with it. They might have coached for 40 years and they've won two championships, right? So if you're chasing titles, I think you're always going to feel a little bit shorthanded. So the beauty in what I've been able to do is, like I said, my players trust me. They meet me 50-50. I always give the credit right back to them because I'm the same person. But, you know, if they don't give you the effort, you can't get the max out of them. But it is the most rewarding. I can't say it enough. I feel honored, you know, to be a part of their journey and get a chance to see their dreams come true for them. So to see that time after time, story after story, family after family, it's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's only going to continue with the time at IMG. And you mentioned Coach Shell being such a great teacher and just a great woman in general. John's told me many, many stories of just how amazing she is. And yes. Wanted to know how your time at IMG so far has just helped you grow and develop as a coach and as a person, like the different things you've learned and learned to appreciate from your time there so far.
Oh, forever indebted to it. I realized when I got there that to max out on the opportunity, I needed to make sure I knew people outside of my sport, outside of my department. We are so blessed. John knows this. We have nutritionists, we have mental coach, we have vision coaches, we have leadership coaches, strength coaches. We have coaches, tennis, every sport you could think of. And there's just to walk around a campus and think all day long, you can pick something up from someone else. It's the most amazing feeling. And like I said, so you know you're at a place that if you choose, you can grow. I think the sky's the limit at IMG. I don't think there's ever a cap because there's so much knowledge on that campus. And yes, I'm absolutely blessed to be under Shell Daly. It's been an honor. Like I said, she developed you not only as a coach, but as a woman. Mm.
So you've been the head coach of the post-grad women's team for the past few years. And now you're going to be transitioning to an assistant coaching job with the national team, correct? Are you excited at the prospect of not being like, I guess, head honcho or scared? Like what is that feeling like where it's like, it's been the Coach Stepielli show in a way. And now it's all right. I'm helping coach. It's the Coach Shell and Stepielli show.
Yeah. You know, again, I go back to, I've always prided myself. I don't have an ego when it comes to this game or this life. So the opportunities I've been in, I've been thankful for. I've fulfilled my shoes and my role, whatever's asked of me. So same thing with this. When Coach Shell met with me this summer and Coach Cordell about her visions and her plans for this year, I'm just all aboard. I don't have, like I said, I have no ego. I think it's exciting. My biggest thing is just to touch lives and help in any way I can. So a title doesn't make or break me. And I think me and Coach Shell have a lot of the same philosophies. So I think we're a great fit in that sense. And I've been working with her for 7 years. So this isn't a big transition in that sense. I've always went from my bench, and I think John, you've seen this, and then went straight to her bench or Coach Durante's bench. So we've always assisted each other, and Shell's the same way, no ego. She would jump on my bench and help me and be an assistant coach for the game or whatever it is. So I think we've always had that culture and we will continue to have that culture. I will still be involved on the other varsity teams and with those young ladies because I've coached them. And so we feel that's very important to stay in their lives also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the best things about IMG is just the way that all the coaches are like looking out for each other. Like you will, I think I had almost every single coach be an assistant coach or the head coach for at least a game. Just randomly, like, hey, we're sending three teams somewhere. We need assistance. It's like, oh, and now Bardo's here, or Coach Arnie from back in the day, or Coach Bop was showing up. We had out to shout out a couple of the old guys.
That's the blessing. Coach Bartow, you name it. There's so many wonderful, knowledgeable people there. It's so fun because you can pull them in for whether it's a skills thing or it's film or questioning about a play. We are so blessed to have one another at that school. You've seen it, Jonathan, hands-on. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the beauty. I think majority of people that work there don't have an ego when it comes to a title. They know the main goal is to develop our kids. And so we're all in. Whatever that looks like.
Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned you're excited to work along Coach Sheldon a lot. You both share a lot of the same philosophies. Without giving away too much on how you run your teams and letting other teams know too much, could you just share some of the philosophies that you think that are core to you and what the teams that you do and players that want to play for you should know about how they're going to practice, are going to look like because of what you like to do?
Well, I can tell you for sure, Coach Shell is big about, she's old school and she's big about being in shape. And I completely support her and back her on that. I'm old school with that too. You know, when I started coaching, we didn't have balls the first month of practice. So I played like that. I know what that looks like because we are big on, if you're not in shape, no matter what we teach you, you will go back to your old habits and maybe bad habits. So that's a big thing when you talk about physical. But when you talk about the intangibles, I think that's the bigger thing when you're talking culture. And Coach Shell's big about that. And myself and Coach Cordell Henry are all big about character, discipline, work ethic, you know, how we carry ourselves, giving everything we have every day. So it's those intangibles more than anything that we care about for our culture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you used to run a business, and you've sent me the trailer a little early, but you're bringing a new product to the basketball market, Defense on a String. I was wondering if you could tell the world about it, tell them where to get it, tell us all the details about what this new revolutionary idea is.
Yeah, I'm so super excited. It was fun. I launched the product. I've been working on it as far as I've been using the product, I would say the last 10 years. Since I started. So always had the ideal in my heart. And like I said, that's how I taught defense. I knew no other way I could get them all to move as a unit unless I had them all connected as a unit. But I would say the last 2 years, it's been pen to paper, really wanting to see this vision come to light so that it could be something I share with the world. So it's been, you know, every day I'm overwhelmed. It's been absolutely amazing. It's something, like I said, I pride myself on. With coaching is defense. I say it all the time. We talk about it wins championships, but you know, I don't think we ever gave coaches the tool to reiterate that and reinforce everything that they already are teaching. So I'm just excited to be hopefully a part of helping coaches, like I said, reiterate everything that they're already trying to put in place defensively with their team. So, and they can get it at www.defenseonastring.com. That's the website. So that's where they can put it. So it's been, Jonathan, it's been an amazing, you know, I've had to keep it quiet for so long, just because from the legal standpoint and working with my attorney on certain things and just trying to get everything right so that not just the vision, but the quality of the product and everything else is where it needs to be. So just patient with that process, but it's been wonderful to finally get it out there.
It's such a great idea. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this has been something I've been dreaming about having and it's just never actually seen it exist. And we will have the trailer up hopefully to either before this interview goes up or same day that this interview goes up for all the listeners, so you go check that out. But basically, for anyone who hasn't seen the trailer yet and is only listening to the audio of this, Coach Jen, please correct me if I explain this wrong.
Sure.
But it's sort of like a bungee cord system in that it's connected to all five players. So that way when players are moving, they feel the tension to help, you know, reinforce the movement on defense. Like, oh, and, you know, sort of like a shell drill, but like you actually feel the other people moving in the shell drill. So there's no falling asleep. There's like a physical to go along with the mental side of seeing everybody move.
Yeah, Jonathan, it's just going to help the muscle memory. So it's a domino effect. impact. You know, if you're closing out on ball and I'm the next one connected on the side of you, I'm going to feel the tug, which then is going to pull the back line and they're going to feel that tug. So it gives that domino effect. And it's just that reminder, like I said, so nobody gets complacent. Everyone understands that when the ball's in flight, the ball is in the air. As one person is closing out in their men, we all need to get to our spot, whether that's a passing lane or help defense. So just a way to reinforce those principles. And also it helps with foot speed. It helps with reaction time. I mean, so many great things come out of the product. And then as a coach, it's a wonderful thing because you know who to hone in on and maybe sit more one-on-one with if they don't understand the concepts, because you physically can see who is getting tugged and who's actually moving. And another great thing I saw over the years with my players is there's an accountability piece that goes in there with your teammates. Because Jonathan, if you're closing out and you're having to pull my body weight, because I'm not moving, you're going to turn around and look at me and say, hey, coach, you got to move, you know, because you'll know yourself, you know, the players amongst each other know who's pulling their weight and who is not.
So. I can tell you right now, my slow butt would not be the one that's like, oh, you're not closing out fast. That's going to be Chaz out there running. You're looking at me like, John, why aren't you moving? but we love I love that idea so much. Like, it's just, it's such a brilliant idea that I think is so useful for every single level in terms of even, because you can never overpractice defense. You can never overpractice your rotations. And there's so many different ways to, and it doesn't need to be five people, correct? You can pull it down to three or.
Sure. You can break it down to even 2-on-2. So that's the ability it gives. So how it's sold is you actually get two units. So for the college teams, they usually want to go ahead and allow both their PAs and practice players. So to keep practice time, you know, efficient, right? Yeah. So they can have both squads going at the same time. For high school, they can buy it and it can be enough for their girls team and boys team. But yes, the product can be broken down where you can do 2-on-2, 3-on-3. You can obviously do your shell drill and then your 5-on-5, whether it's your man to man or it's any of your zones.
And that is definitely going to be so huge for zone defense. I've seen enough zone defenses. Yes, please buy that for every team that ever needs to run a zone.
Yeah, Jonathan, and you know what? I've always loved zones, whether, like I said, I like to switch things up. So I love throwing zones in, whether it's after a timeout or making a miss. But I think a lot of people steer away from zones from that old school mentality that zones are lazy. And then again, I feel like this is a chance for you to understand it doesn't have to be lazy as long as A, it's taught a certain way. And then B, you use a product like this where, like I said, the players have no choice but to move. So there is no, hey, well, I'm on the back line, I'm watching ball. You know, you're going to be forced.
And I know zone defense should be lazy. It should almost be more aggressive than a man-to-man, to be honest. But I think this will definitely help. You mentioned you started this almost 10 years ago now, since you began coaching with these ideas. Mm-hmm. How did this look at the beginning? Like, what was your original prototype? And how did your first players react when you brought it into practice and were just like, okay, everybody put this on. This is what we're doing today.
Yeah, things started with a string to a rope. A bungee, and then, like I said, making it make sense for everybody. We're, like I said, five belts, but it's funny, you know, my kids enjoyed it because, you know, and I tell people, they'll see that reaction. Even when I, you know, go see teams using it, it makes it kind of fun again, right? Like sometimes it's a mental thing and all of a sudden they're, okay, it's something different to kind of spice it up with defense. And like I said, a different routine, a different tool to use. So, they all got a kick out of it. I think they enjoyed it. You know, maybe the ones that got tugged didn't enjoy it as much, but the players, they enjoyed it. I think, and I think it's beautiful because, like I said, they're a part of something. I think they're going to be a part of something that's going to be a lifetime. So they were all, like I said, a part of it. They know it. I say it to my kids all the time when they say, coach, I'm so proud of you. And I said, well, you guys, you've seen this before. You know, I don't think they were, well, they weren't. They didn't know it was definitely going to be a product, you know, open for the world, but they knew their coach always used that for them.
And finally out to market, and you mentioned just how happy you are and relieved, and to have some great reviews from really incredible coaches like Joni Taylor and Alvin Brooks III. Just how rewarding is it for you to finally see it out and see people loving it and be able to let your product go out to different programs and see that, okay, like now I need to know who's going to be a top 15 defense in the country next year because they bought defense on a string this summer.
Well, I don't want to take the credit for that. I hope I can assist in it because at the end of the day, it's going to take the coaches and the players also. But absolutely, Joni Taylor and Alvin Brooks both speak for themselves. Wonderful human beings, very talented coaches, both coaches that firmly believe in defense and really big and pride themselves and their teams on that. So it absolutely is an honor to get their feedback and get their support. So, you know, they were people that knew before the world. It definitely felt good because those are people I look up to, I respect. And because, like I said, they are respected in their industry and they do such a wonderful job already with their team. So I'm just happy that hopefully you can assist in what they do.
Mm-hmm. One debate that me and Chaz have had back and forth a few times about this is at what level we think we'll see the biggest improvement using this product. I argue that if you could get the kids in middle school, you're going to be getting them set up on defense for all the ways up, and it's just going to change it everywhere. Chaz has been on the side of college teams getting this product. It's going to turn defense in college to just another level. It's going to turn it up a whole other, to turn it up to the 11th degree. Where do you think is going to be the craziest improvement or the biggest improvement to getting this product up to that level?
So I think you're both right. I think over time, it's going to be, I'm with you, John, that I'd love for it to start at a young level. I think the beauty right now is there are some people already on that college level that don't have it down pat yet. So it is going to make a huge impact, I believe, in college right now. But I'm with you. My biggest thing was like, let's start them very early so that those fundamentals are already instilled in them coming up the line, right? So that once they hit college, you know, we're just really just reiterating things. We're not having to teach it all from brand new. I mean, I remember at Hillsborough having girls that didn't know how to close out. And I was like, wait, wait. You know, I was thinking, wait, you're supposed to learn this at this level or that level. So it happens. Like I said, we've got people doing the best that they can. So I'm with you both on this one, because again, I do think eventually it's going to be, Dom, what you said, it's going to start very young, and it should. And I pray it does. I hope all the way down to middle school sees the importance in it. And again, I'm with you, Chaz, that I think it really could spark a different level in college right now, just because, like I said, it's just helping them reiterate things.
For me, it was the colleges. If you think about the athletes that they have at different D1 schools, and just if you can finally get that, the mental and the understanding of where to be around the ball on defense, I think for some of those guys, it can change a lot of lives. So yeah, it's going to be revolutionary, I think, for a lot of different teams.
Yeah, I'm excited because, like I said, I love defense so much. Sometimes when I watch how the game is getting so offensively minded, I get a little sad because I'm like, I get it. And that's a big piece of our game. I take nothing away from that. I just think that that's why I do love watching college so much, because you get to see both ends of the, you know, the floor. You don't really see a lot of guys getting into the paint because people are playing defense. So, again, that's just the part I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to be a part of the defensive end.
And you mentioned you kind of been using this your whole career as a coach, but has there ever been a time when you weren't using this, or that have you noticed between teams where you used it and where you didn't, how much quicker they learned defensive principles or were able to improve as a defensive unit?
Yeah, I did. And I would have schools, you know, even ask me, like, how do you get them to move like that? You know, I put them all together. You know, I kind of didn't go into it. And I would just reiterate, we practice it, right? We practice defense like we practice offense. Every team, every player that's played for me knows that. I've always, like I said, pride myself on that end of the floor. And I'm so big on, as much as you're going to do an offensive set, your kids, your players need to understand the defensive side too. So, yes, I definitely saw a difference in the teams that I used it more regularly. They definitely moved a lot different. It was just automatic for them to understand where they were supposed to be. Because like I said, even if, you know, I've put it on kids that wouldn't know what the midline is, right? This is kind of just testing it out, you know, especially in shell drill. So when I watch these young girls get right there to midline and they don't even know what that is, I thought, okay, this, like I said, and then you add some coaching to it, and wow, you know, this is extremely beneficial.
Were there any times early on when you were kind of working with different, I guess, prototypes and different ways you were doing it with ropes and strings, where just some really weird stuff happened? Like, did players ever get tangled up, or the rope would just break if two players went in the wrong directions?
Yeah, you had that, right? So that was the patience I had to have working with different manufacturers, because you've got a lot of bands out there and whatnot, but they don't have the durability to hold up for what you're looking for. Even with belts, you know, you had to be, it had to be universal, right? Because I'm with you too, right? It's going to go middle school all the way up to the NBA. So it's got to fit everybody or anybody's waist. So yeah, there were stories of that. There was girls that, like I said before, I made it all separate belts, right? People's stomachs are getting like kind of tied in, and I'm like, well, if you move when the ball moves, that wouldn't happen. you know, you're trying to reason with it. But yeah, there was a lot of testing. Like I said, that was part of the process and being patient with the process, because there was a lot of things to work out to make sure that it was durable, that the spacing was correct. And like I said, the bands, especially, I have a wonderful manufacturer, and it's tested up to 150,000 pulls. So that's the highest they've ever went. They kind of stopped after that because no one has went that far. So, yeah. So there's safety in it. I mean, everyone has to use it, obviously, the right way, but, you know, thankful that that's one thing I don't have to worry about as far as that.
And your time at IMG, have they been able to help you, different coaches, players, staff, like work on developing this, or have you kind of had to keep it a secret the whole time just because of the legal implications?
Yeah, no, I worked on it at home. Like I said, if it wasn't for, you know, using it because, you know, before a game, or like I said, for practice purposes, just like I would do anywhere, no, I would have to go home every night, be quiet about everything and just continue to work.
So what was the look on the faces of your first team that you started tying a string around their waists? How did they look at you when you said, "All right, girls, get ready. You're tying this to your waist and you're going to run around on defense."
They just didn't know, what is she up to now? Like, what is she doing now to reemphasize something with us? Cause everything was always a lesson. but again, I don't know why or how I've been so blessed, but I've had some amazing teams. So my girls have always, they kind of went with the flow. They trusted me, and trusted whatever I was doing was going to teach them something. So, like I said, it was always a shock factor, whether even when the belts came out, it was like, what are we doing?
Like, is this again, a metaphor? What's happening?
Yeah. But you know, everything's about energy. And so when the kids see that type of stuff, like I said, they just get excited. It's something new. Yeah, I've been blessed for the last 10 years going to my left. I just had great kids that buy into me, bought into anything that I bring to the table, I guess.
Sorry, I just had a question that blanked my mind, but I was going to say, at least for coaches that are looking at this product and thinking, well, I think I can use this, but can I get the same principles out of it? Just what would kind of be your pitch to a coach to say, like, this is really can take you over the top, can give you a defense and help you work with your defense to put you guys in a level where you're going to be unparalleled amongst the rest of your peers?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. That's why I've tried to stay out of, you know, a lot of people have asked me for certain videos, and we'll continue to release the content we have, because we do have a lot of content we haven't released yet. But I want to give people the freedom to see it on their own terms and how they want to coach it, right? Because, you know, I'll give you an example, like a 1-2-2. I teach the trap in the corner and some people don't. So I don't want to overly give too many coaching points on what I may do, right? Because it's really based. I was just working with Gordon Gibbons and Jay Gibbons, and, you know, we were talking about different things. And I said, "Coach, you know, whatever you do, just do it. And I'll add the ropes," because that's how it works, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. They put on defensive clinics all around the world. They do a wonderful job. They're so knowledgeable. So it was fun to see them use the ropes. But like I said, it's really for just implementing in what you already do. Like I said, it's just going to reinforce however you teach. So, I don't necessarily have a big sell when it comes to that. I think the product sells itself. I think people can see the vision. And like I said, how it just assists in what they're doing. I'm not here to tell people how to teach defense. I'm just saying, hey, however you teach it and where you need those players can reinforce what you're coaching.
So you mentioned that, you do it, I got the ropes, you do whatever you want. How versatile is this product in terms of, like, one thing that I remember from when I used to play for Coach Mahoney is we ran a 1-3-1, and it was similar to other 1-3-1s, but it was still so different than any other 1-3-1 I've seen. There's just a lot of different point guards running around and you know, curls and banana cuts and all this and yelling and hands everywhere. You know, very classic Coach Mahoney run defense.
Yes.
In terms of, how many belts can you strap onto one? How many ropes can you strap onto a belt? Like, can I double up on the ropes or?
Yep, you can add resistance. And it's funny, me and John had talked recently. So wonderful defensive coach. I remember it goes back to the blessing of IMG. I'd go in and watch how he teaches his 1-3-1. I absolutely love it. I got that banana curl from him, his angles and how he closes in with his traps. He is a wonderful coach. So there's an example, but it can be broken down where you use it for a 1-3-1. You almost put it together like a cross, and that's how you have your players all connected. If you want to add more resistance, you can. I don't suggest the more resistance. Like I said, I was strategic in not only the length, but the resistance, because the thing is to feel a tug, right? You're not trying to pull hurt anybody. You're not trying to drag people. You're giving people a reminder. And trust me, the resistance is strong enough that it's a workout. You know, I know John had you guys practicing your defense, and I know it was a workout in itself. When you add these bands, when you add these bands, it's, you know, every time I see the teams done with it, they're tired. It's a different, because again, you're going to get a workout. It's what defense was supposed to be. It was what every coach was and how they wanted to move in the first place. This just forces it.
I'm just very thankful that Coach Mahoney didn't have these ropes when I was a player. I was tired enough from running his defensive principles all on my own, having to be pulled too. Oh, dude, my teammates would have punched me in the face by the end of the first day. I would have had no leeway with all of this.
Yeah. No, John is great. John, I'm excited to see his teams and, you know, what they do with it.
John mentioned versatility, and this one thing I thought about when I first saw the product was, is there any pathway toward using it for like a full court presses or to teach some of that stuff? Can you use it in its way, shape, form now, or is there a 2.0 coming out for a full court later?
So I can't give all the details, but that is coming out here soon. But yes, I already have that planned out so that coaches can reinforce the same concept, but using it when they're doing their presses.
And a question I have just kind of for fun with your teams, like, do you ever make them just put on the ropes and then go up and down the floor, slides, like just regular defensive drills instead of sitting in zones or shells, but just regular movement stuff, even while they're all attached? Like, you ever run a weave with it?
No, because you'll get tangled up. No, nothing like that. I'm not here now.
This is why we don't let Chaz coach, by the way. This is why I have him on the podcast, okay? We said coaching isn't for you yet, Chaz.
I see. Yeah, no, none of that. But I do a lot of resistance training. All my players know that. I use, you know, the bands they use to stretch. We use that for ball handling. So my players are very familiar with me and using resistance training. So I do use it. The defense one, no. I use it for the half court. Like I said, just for principle.
That's fair. And when we spoke with I think it was the rector, Mike Gillian, he had mentioned you guys have a new facility coming to IMG, a brand new building with a bunch of new courts. Just how excited are you as a staff member there to see that being built and for the players to be able to get such high quality services at IMG?
Oh, it's wonderful. Again, that's just IMG for you, right? They just continue to expand. They continue to outdo themselves. So I'm super excited. It's something, again, that's history, right? You're going to be a part of, and a new facility, a place where, you know, Jonathan can speak about this. You know, we really couldn't host many fans. I believe the original setup was more for pro training and spectating versus, you know, really hosting events. So I think it's going to be great. It's just a part of the growth, not just for basketball, for IMG. So I'm very excited for that.
Mm-hmm. And so one thing we want to know is like who have you been working with, or who are you looking to work with in terms of, you know, getting the product out to the masses? Like, are you more focusing on like trainers? Are you focusing on talking to like teams? Where are you marketing or pitching or working with right now?
Can't say a lot.
we're okay with secrets.
Yeah, I definitely in conversation with a lot of people. I mean, my biggest focus is coaches more than anything, right? Because this is a team concept, team tool. Mm-hmm. So my biggest thing is that coaches are my biggest market, right? To get it out to. So, but a lot of great things in store.
Yeah.
Chaz, do you have any last questions?
I was just gonna say, is there any kind of symposiums or seminars that we can expect soon from Defense on a String, just to demonstrate the product? Are you going around to give a tour on the product soon, or is it more just let it speak for itself? When people get it in their hands, they'll understand.
So that's in the works. can't say everything, but yeah, working on things like that that will be kind of partnered up with the product and with clinics. Yep.
Very excited to hear about all this stuff going on. I'm waiting on the drop of a hat to see everything going on.
I truly appreciate it, and shout out to you guys. You're doing a wonderful job. So proud of you.
Thank you so much, Coach. Really appreciate that. Really quick, any last thoughts for you? Any last thoughts from you? Any last things you want to put out there?
No, that's it. I think we covered it all.
Awesome. You think you could remind everyone where they can go get their own Defense on a String?
Absolutely. www.defenseonastring.com.
And we will have that link either in the link tree on our bio or definitely on the Instagram post. We'll have it around everyone. It'll be easy to find. Do not worry. Coach, it has been an absolute blessing to have you on. So great to have you on. So happy that you've brought this great product to the market. I think that it's going to have an insane and lasting effect on people, on players and the sport of basketball as a whole. It's everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Ball Talk Podcast. Please keep liking, subscribing, rating, and reviewing every single time you can. It matters. Or even if you've done it before, always great to do it again. We really appreciate the support. Follow us on Instagram at Ball Talk Official, so you can see when we post this. You can see where to go get your own Defense on a String. It'll be really easy to find. Everything will be nice and organized right there. And until next time, this has been the Ball Talk Podcast.
Bye, guys.
It's Ball Talk. It's ball talk, baby. 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 Baby, baby, baby.